Hello and welcome to Unit 3 in our series of Pronto tutorials, demonstrations, whatever you want to call these. I'm Chris Gray, president of Bay Area Digital. With me today is my friend Richard Kashdan, who is assisting with some of the complicated parts of this particular program that we're going to do. The topic of this particular demonstration is interfacing Pronto to your mobile phone. And there are many ways this can be done. There are a lot of choices and options. We'll go through those little by little and do a recap at the end. Today we're going to be interfacing Pronto with a Nokia N86. The N86 was chosen partly because I use it with Canopy Reader software, but there is a lot of good work that Baum has done with the N86 and the whole Nokia series of phones working with Pronto, so we can demonstrate the most for you today with this phone. When you begin to connect your N86 to Pronto, the first thing you have to do is to install the Tox Braille interface. So the assumption is you're running Tox. The second assumption is that you are using a Pronto 18 or a Pronto 40 or a Pronto QS with a Braille display connected to it. So you then load the Tox Braille interface. It's on the disk you got with your Pronto. And if not, you can go and get it from the Baum website. Loading the interface into the Nokia phone is a little bit complicated, but essentially what you have to do is copy it over to the memory of the phone and then run this SISX installation file. It installs the Tox driver, and you then have to set Braille always to be on in the Tox interface on the phone. We're not going to show that because we assume that if you have a Nokia with Tox, you'll know about these things or can do it in that way. But if we were to go through all that, it would make for a very long session today. The next thing we have to do, assuming that you've got the Tox Braille interface installed, is connect Pronto and the Nokia phone or the mobile phone via Bluetooth. We will do that by getting Pronto here over where it belongs, opening the case, and turning on the main menu. And I better turn speech on as well with D2 and D5.
Speech on.
Very good. We have speech now. To begin working with Bluetooth, we have to go to the settings menu. And in the settings menu, we need to go to the section on interfaces. So I'm just going to press S for settings and R for interfaces.
Bluetooth. Accelerator B.
And that brings
us configuration and registration of Bluetooth devices.
Brings us right to the Bluetooth area of the menu that we want to be at. So I'm going to press a router over Bluetooth.
Bluetooth checkbox not checked. Accelerator B.
Okay, so right
now, select here if Bluetooth shall be used.
So Bluetooth isn't turned on right now. I'm going to look down here and introduce you to the Bluetooth menu right quick. In here, besides turning Bluetooth on and off, we can...
BlackBerry. List registered Bluetooth devices. Accelerator D. Shows the user's names of all registered Bluetooth devices.
Here we can see the list of devices, and all I have right now is BlackBerry on that list.
BlackBerry. BlackBerry.
So if I go left or right, you heard a beep, meaning the list is just got that one item. Going down now again.
Button at accelerator A. Searches for active Bluetooth devices in range. Button remove accelerator R. Allowed for removal of registration of device. Button properties accelerator P. View and edit registration information of Bluetooth device. Button OK. Button cancel. Bluetooth checkbox not checked. Accelerator B.
Okay.
Select here if Bluetooth shall be used.
So before I do that, I need to add a Bluetooth device. I'm going to go down to Add.
BlackBerry. Button at Accelerator A. Searches for active Bluetooth devices in range.
Okay. And now I'm going to make sure that my Nokia N86 is turned on. And then I'll press a router over A to do the search.
Searching. List non-registered Bluetooth devices in range, Accelerator D. Shows a list of unregistered Bluetooth devices in range. Searching 5 seconds. Asterisk Nokia N86 8MP. Dinner at Irene's in 204. List reminded appointments, Accelerator E.
Ah.
Presence reminders and info to appointments reminders. Button closed. Asterisk Nokia N86 8MP. List non-registered Bluetooth devices in range, Accelerator D. Shows a list of unregistered Bluetooth devices in range.
That wasn't quite what I expected to happen, but as you now know, it's the afternoon. I'm getting ready for a dinner appointment at my mother-in-law's later on, and Pronto was just reminding me about that. So now I have a list, and the first thing on the list is the Nokia N86. Is there anything else?
Asterisk Nokia N86 8MP. Asterisk Nokia N86 8MP.
Okay. Seems not. So what do I do now that I'm in this list?
Button refresh, Accelerator R. Searches for non-registered Bluetooth devices.
Which is what I just did, so there's no point in doing that again.
Button select, Accelerator S. Opens the registration dialog.
Okay, that's what I want to do. But we'll go around and show you everything here.
Button cancel. Asterisk Nokia N80. Button refresh, Accelerator. Button select, Accelerator S.
Okay, so
opens the registration dialog.
We're going to do that.
Nokia N86 8MP. Selected Bluetooth device info field. Accelerator V.
Okay.
Shows the Bluetooth device name. Nokia N86. User's name edit box. Accelerator U. Shows the name assigned by the user.
So not my name, in other words, the name assigned by the user. And it's giving the value of Nokia N86, which I'm happy with.
Pin edit box. Accelerator P.
Okay, I'm going to give it a pin.
Shows the pin used to register the device.
Now that shows up as asterisks on the Braille display.
Do not change role. Default setting. List role, Accelerator R. Change Bluetooth role.
I'm not going to do that.
Button OK.
And here we go.
Nokia N86. List registered Bluetooth devices, Accelerator D.
Very good.
Shows the user's names of all registered Bluetooth devices.
So now I have
BlackBerry
and
Nokia N86.
And we've accomplished a fairly major step here of registering the
Bluetooth
Nokia
checkbox
phone.
Not checked, Accelerator B.
Bluetooth is not
Select
checked.
Here if Bluetooth shall be used.
And it shall.
Checked.
I pressed a router above the checkbox, and now I press the B9 or left-hand spacebar to move forward.
Starting Bluetooth. Pronto menu. Bluetooth. Accelerator B.
Okay.
Configuration and registration of Bluetooth devices.
You will never have to go through this step again of defining this phone with Pronto. However, you will have to come and turn Bluetooth on, and so you want to be aware of that. Otherwise, this part of the process has now been completed. Next, we have to create a profile for the N86, and we do that in a different area of the settings menu. We've been in the, right now we're sitting at Bluetooth inside the interfaces area. I'm going to back out of there and go to back one level to interfaces, down one item in settings to mobile phone settings, and then in there to mobile phone profiles. So here we go, going back.
Interfaces.
Going down.
Has mobile phone settings. Has submenu. Accelerator S. Configuration of mobile phone profiles or set mobile phone as modem.
Okay, so we can do two things in there. Right now, we're only going to worry about configuring a profile.
Mobile phone profiles. Accelerator O. Configuration of individual mobile phone connection profiles. 2. List partner profile accelerator E. Select partner profile number to be configured.
Okay, and you can have any number of profiles. For example, profile 1 for me is the BlackBerry profile. From 3 onward isn't even defined. And 2, because we just began setting up this phone, the definition is potentially there. Now, if yours is not, just fill in the information, and I'll show you how to do that. But we're on profile 2, so we're going to go down and check the settings.
Nokia N86. Name in hitbox. Okay. Accelerator N. Enter name of partner profile.
Okay, it's going to be called N86, just as it is in the Bluetooth menu area.
Default. List phone model accelerator L. Select your mobile phone model here.
There aren't many models in Pronto, and I find that leaving this at the default is the best way to go.
PDU 7-bit. List SMS mode accelerator M. Select the SMS character encoding.
I've never known of a case where the default here needed to be changed.
Bluetooth. List port accelerator D. Select communication port.
You typically would say Bluetooth.
COM port, RS-232.
You can use a COM port.
COM port, Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
We're going to stay with Bluetooth, however.
Automatic. List channel choice accelerator I. Select automatic or manual channel choice.
We're definitely staying with automatic here.
Nokia N86. List registered Bluetooth devices accelerator G. Shows the user's names of all registered Bluetooth devices.
Okay, so that's the right device which we set up in Bluetooth.
Button OK.
So really no major changes to make here. We just have to make sure the profile number is an unused number and that the values match what we set up in Bluetooth. I'm now going to click OK.
Pronto menu. Mobile phone profiles. Accelerator O. Configuration of individual mobile phone connection profiles.
Okay, now we're done here. We're going to go back now to the main menu.
Mobile phone settings. Has submenu.
We have one
Accelerator
more
S. Settings. Has submenu.
Okay.
S plus B9 B7 B8 Accelerator S.
So now we're back at Pronto's main menu. And I'm going to go to the mobile phone area. Now this is not the settings area. This is the area where you can actually use Pronto and interface it with your mobile phone. So I'm going to go up a few menu items.
Braille display. Calculator. Mobile phone.
Aha.
O plus B9 B7 B8 accelerator O.
Okay, we're going to go in here. Okay, so that was hard to hear. My cell phone's plugged in, so I can't have it near the microphone, but it's now prompting me for the code that I gave Pronto earlier. I'm going to enter that.
9876 5. Select. Accept connection request from Pronto! ATV3?
So it's saying, shall I accept the request? I'm going to say yes.
Select.
Start set connection port Bluetooth Nokia N86. Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action. Ready port Bluetooth Nokia N86.
Very good. So we are definitely paired up here. And I'll review the functions you have in the mobile phone application in Pronto.
Button disconnect Bluetooth. Connect or disconnect Pronto with mobile phone. Button settings accelerator E. Open the connection settings dialog.
We're not going to do that.
Signal strength 8 of 31, battery 3% connected. Status info field. Accelerator U.
Well,
displays signal strength, phone battery status, connection status.
Okay, so you hear we've got a signal strength of 8, which is not very good. 8 of 31, but this is an AT&T phone. And AT&T is notoriously bad in San Francisco. The battery level is 3%. That's why it's plugged in. And it shows that the unit is connected. So there you have the info field for your phone.
Button call accelerator L. Button send SMS accelerator S. Button read SMS accelerator R. Button answer call. Button hang up. Ready port Bluetooth Nokia N86.
Okay.
List info accelerator I. Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action.
Okay, we're going to go down now to call.
Button setting. Signal strength data. Button call accelerator L. Enter or select a telephone number.
Okay, I'm going to press a router key over the call.
Phone number in it box. Accelerator P.
Dial
415. Enter the telephone number here.
217-6667. Oddly enough, the Bay Area Digital phone number.
Button phone number selection accelerator I. Open a list of telephone numbers.
I just entered the number to make it easy for this demonstration. Go down one more.
Button call accelerator L.
And now we're going to call.
Dials the number.
See what happens.
Button call accelerator L. Enter or select a telephone number.
And lo and behold, the phone rings, and we're all set up. I've got the number of this phone. I'm going to call it on my office phone. Let's see here. Okay, it's dialing.
Call 14,152,176,667. List info accelerator I. Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action. Call 14,152,176,667. Call 14,150. Button disconnect Bluetooth.
Now I could have
answered
that call.
Disconnect pronto with mobile phone.
I was so shocked by the horrible sound of the ring that I have selected that I didn't do anything. So you heard that when the cell phone was called, it rang, but also pronto announced the phone number for me, 1415-217-6667. And of course, besides announcing the number, it showed me the number on the Braille display. So if I had speech off or didn't want people to know the numbers I was getting, the calls I was getting, then I could take care of that just by having the speech turned off. We're taking up, actually.
Pronto menu. Word processor. W plus B9B7B8 accelerator W.
We're taking up on a different day. I couldn't get all the demo done in one day. So here we are taking up at a different time this same demonstration. And I'm going to first just go and verify that Bluetooth is on.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth checkbox checked. Accelerator B. Pronto menu.
Good.
Bluetooth.
Good.
Accelerator B. Interfaces. Settings. Braille. Calculate. Mobile phone.
Go back to mobile phone settings.
Signal strength not determined. Battery not determined. Disconnected connection clearing because of sleep mode. Status info field. Accelerator U.
So I've been away
Displays from... Displays signal strength. Phone battery status. Connection status.
I always talk over pronto. I should get out of that habit. Anyway, I've been away from the phone, and so disconnected because of being in sleep mode. Let's go down here.
Button call accelerator. Button send S. Button read S. Button answer call. Button hang up. Call for button set connection Bluetooth.
So going through the process again, because I think it's good for you to hear how it works. You saw I could test the Bluetooth pretty easily, get back to the mobile phone pretty easily. Now we've got to turn on the phone, and the phone's been charging overnight, so I can hold it closer to the microphone, bang it on the microphone accidentally, sorry about that. And we're going to get it turned on here. It's powering up. It gave a little vibration to let me know that it's turning on. waiting for talks to come up.
Messaging.
Very good. And now I'm going to go back.
Power saving mode deactivated.
Very good. We have enough power, I think, now. I hope, anyway.
Colon, one missed call, you have. Colon, one missed call, one of three, you have. Colon, one missed call, one of three.
Okay, I'm not going to worry about that. And I hope from here I can get this thing connected. Let's see if it really will do it. I'm going to click on the Set Connection Bluetooth.
Accept connection request from Pronto! !18v3?
Okay, so it's saying, do I want to accept the connection request? I'm going to hit the center of the cursor cross on the Nokia phone.
Select.
Start set connection port Bluetooth Nokia N86.
Okay.
Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action. Ready port Bluetooth Nokia N86.
So the port is ready, we connected, all is good, just like last time, even though it's a different day for us. And let me just come down here and see what the battery strength and so forth is on the phone.
Button disconnect Bluetooth. Button settings. Signal strength 9 of 31, battery 91% connected. Status info field. Accelerator U.
Great. So
displays
we,
signal strength, phone battery status, connection status.
We have all of our status. And now the next thing I want to show in the I won't show every single item that you can do with the phone, but I thought people would be especially interested in seeing an SMS message being sent. Let's go down to send SMS message.
Button call accelerate. Button send SMS accelerator S.
Okay. I'm going to
create or edit an SMS and then send it.
I'm going to click there.
SMS text init box. Accelerator T.
Okay.
Enter SMS text.
We'll go around this dialog so you can hear what's available.
0. Quantity characters info field. Accelerator Q. Displays number of characters in SMS text. Button send accelerator S. Open dialog to enter telephone number. Button cancel. SMS text init box. Accelerator T.
Okay, so I'm going to
enter SMS text.
I'm going to type some text.
Hello. Richard.
Okay, so I'm typing hello to Richard to send to his mobile phone.
14. Quantity characters info field. Accelerator Q.
We see I've got
displays number of characters in SMS text.
14 characters in there. Now I'm going to go down one more time.
Button send accelerator S. Open dialog to enter telephone number.
Okay, so I've got the message. Now I'm going to work on the phone number.
SMS to phone number in it box. Accelerator P. Enter phone number.
I'll show you this dialog again. You enter the phone number here.
Button phone number selection accelerator I. Open a list of phone numbers.
I won't do that now for the sake of time and so forth in the demo.
Button XXX.
XXX is... it's one of those unfortunate things that I can't not tell you about. It should say send there, but... somehow in the translation area, Pronto made an error. It has been fixed for a forthcoming version, but it's not fixed in this version. So just remember, XXX actually means S-E-N-D, okay?
Button cancel. SMS to phone number in it box.
Okay, so
accelerator
P. I'm going to type in Richard's
phone
number.
Enter phone number.
Here.
Button font and number, button XXX.
Here we go. We're sending it now.
Button send SMS accelerator S. Create or edit an SMS and then send it. SMS sent 3:52:07 p.m. List info accelerator I.
Okay.
Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action.
So it told us the last action. And you can see in this area, you can see a lot of different kinds of things.
Send SMS prearranged 4,155,957,961 SMS, 1.
That was the previous thing that was done.
Ready port Bluetooth Nokia N86.
That was the previous message that you heard about the port being ready.
Start set connection port Bluetooth Nokia N86. Lost connection to mobile phone.
So as you can see, you can go back and forth here and review the whole history of what you've been doing with your mobile phone application.
New message from Chris Gray. Hi again. Great, the iPhone reads it.
So you heard Pronto send an SMS message, and it being received on the iPhone, and the iPhone spoke the answer, spoke the message, because of some software that my friend Richard has installed there. Now, unfortunately, with the N86 and many of the Nokia phones, it is the case that when you receive an SMS message, you can only pick it up on the phone. That's not true of all phones that interface with the Pronto, but it is true of the Nokia series. So I'm not going to demonstrate receiving an SMS message because I don't have a very good way to do that right now. What I do want to do, though, is introduce you to one final area. You heard earlier we saw the settings menu. I didn't want to do that right at that time, but I do want to show you the settings menu before we leave this particular dialogue.
Button settings accelerator E. Open the connection settings dialog.
So here are the things you can do in the mobile phone application to control how it works with Pronto.
Nokia N86. List partner profile accelerator P. Displays partner profile's names.
This relates back to your profile that you set up. And right now I have the BlackBerry and the Nokia, but we're dealing with the Nokia right now. So here are your options.
Set to foreground if call checkbox checked accelerator R. Put mobile phone app in foreground on incoming call and display caller. Determine caller in address book checkbox checked accelerator M. Select if Pronto shall retrieve caller name from database. Intensive. List search speed accelerator D. Determine search speed versus accuracy.
This has to do with the speed of searching in the database, and I keep mine on intensive.
Button OK.
We have okay.
Button cancel.
Cancel.
Nokia N86. List partner profile accelerator P.
Back to the list.
Displays partner profile's names.
I'll just click out of here.
SMS sent 3:52 and 7 seconds PM. List info accelerator I. Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action.
There we come back to that item again. And now you have a pretty good sense of the mobile phone application in Pronto, but there is one more thing you can do with Pronto and your mobile phone that I want to show you. So let's, first of all, let's disconnect from the application itself.
Button disconnect Bluetooth.
Okay, I'm going to
connect
do that.
Or disconnect Pronto with mobile phone. Start set connection port none. Display info about connection status, mobile phone name, caller number or name, last action.
So now we have no Bluetooth connection, and we've effectively disabled the mobile phone application. To leave the mobile phone application, I'm going to simply go back to the main menu of Pronto.
Pronto menu, mobile phone. O plus B9 B7 B8 accelerator O.
So here I am back in the mobile phone. Now remember, this use mobile phone as modem is actually hiding down in the settings area of Pronto. You could have put it in various places, but it's very different than the mobile phone application itself. In the application, as you've seen, you can make calls, you can answer calls, etc., etc. In the mobile phone as modem application, you're simply using the mobile phone connected to Pronto as a modem. So basically what you're doing is using your phone to allow Pronto to access the internet, to browse the web, to do email, and so forth. So, let's go back down to Settings and Mobile Phone. I'm going to press S and S to do that.
Mobile Phone Profiles. Accelerator O.
We've been there.
Configuration of Individual Mobile Phone Connection Profiles.
I'm going to go down to the other item in this menu.
Mobile Phone as in Modem. Configuration and Start of Internet Connection.
Okay, so we can configure and we can start an internet connection. We'll go in here.
No BT connection. Status info field. Accelerator U. Shows information about status and connection options.
So this bears some thought, because we do have a Bluetooth connection, but that connection is not activated as a part of this application. That's why it's saying no Bluetooth connection, because it has not connected up to Pronto's Bluetooth connection with the Nokia. So you've got two layers going on there, but that's what it means. I'll just review this whole menu with you first.
BlackBerry. List registered Bluetooth phones, Accelerator G.
Okay.
Select the phone for RAS connection.
The RAS connection means the modem connection. So I'm going to move over here.
Nokia N86.
There we go. The Nokia is now selected.
D2. List RAS connection, Accelerator R. Allows to select the connection type, interface.
The D2 RAS connection I made previously and did not include in this demo. Basically, you do it just like you did the mobile phone setting. You choose a number, D1, D2, D3, and then you accept all the defaults and hit OK. I didn't think I might have time to do that and make this work in less than 45 minutes to an hour, but you won't have any difficulty if you need to do this yourself.
Button RAS connection manager, Accelerator M. Configuration of RAS connection.
If I have time, I'll show this briefly. We'll see.
Button start, Accelerator S. Starts the connection. Button OK. Button cancel. No BT connection. Status info field.
Okay.
Accelerator U.
I'm going to go back down to start.
Nokia D2. Button RAS. Button start, Accelerator S. Starts the connection.
Okay. Here we go.
No BT connection. Status info field. Accelerator U. Shows information about status and connection options. Open port.
So we got the phone going. We've got everything going. I'm going to click yes on the phone.
Port opened. Authenticate. Authenticated. Connected.
And now we're connected. And using the phone, I can go to the web or do anything that I want to do. Let me...
Nokia N86. List registered Bluetooth D2. Button RAS connection manager, Accelerator M. Configuration of RAS connection.
I didn't want to do this all online, all in the tutorial, because it's kind of tricky, but I will show you the connection choices.
D2. List RAS connection names, Accelerator N. Select RAS connection profile.
So as with the 1, 2, 3, 4, you just choose a number here.
Button get Accelerator A. Allows to configure it a new profile for RAS connection.
If I wanted to add a third phone, I could do that here.
Button remove, Accelerator R. Button properties, Accelerator I. Button OK. Button cancel, D2. Button get, button properties, Accelerator I. E allows to consult the profile configuration.
I'll show you the properties.
D2. Profile name info field. Accelerator N. Shows name of profile. Asterisk 99 number sign. Phone number info field. Accelerator P. Shows the phone number.
Okay, so the phone number, this is a somewhat important element here. I'm a Sprint user, and being a Sprint user, I may have one kind of connection, but also I'm an AT&T user on this particular phone. So in this case, it is *99 number sign.
Unknown. Username info field. Accelerator U. Shows the username.
I had to put that in at some point, but I haven't yet.
7*. Password info field. Accelerator W. Shows the password. Bluetooth done. Device info field. Accelerator V. Shows the used device for RAS connection. Access point name info field. Accelerator C. Shows the name of the used access point or allows to enter it. Button extended settings accelerator X. Option to enter and commands.
Now this item is even more complicated. If anyone out there remembers the days when you would give a modem an AT command, you can do that to a cell phone as well. And many of the commands are the very same commands that worked with a modem. But this is probably a feature most of us will not use very often.
Button cancel. D2. Profile.
So
button
cancel.
Button properties accelerator
changes.
I.
Gonna move out of here. And
button
OK.
D2. List RAS connection accelerator R.
And there you have it. Let me review one final time the steps and what you hopefully have learned a good bit about in this tutorial. First of all, we talked about the need to install the Tox Braille interface on the phone. If you're using a phone that uses Tox, that interface will work great for you. Otherwise, you can call for tech support and we'll help you in other ways. For Nokias, install the Tox Braille interface. Then you go in, configure Bluetooth on Pronto to work with the Nokia phone. Confirm on the Nokia phone the Bluetooth connection. Then you go to your mobile phone profiles, set up the profile to go with the mobile phone that you want to connect via Bluetooth. Then go to your mobile phone application and you can make calls, answer calls, and so forth. Should you want to use your mobile phone as a modem, you go to mobile phone as modem application, define your RAS connection, and then you can turn it on and off and use it as a mobile phone. So, in a nutshell, it is very possible and fun to use Pronto and your mobile phone together. It's not terribly hard to do. Most of the things I've shown you in terms of configuration and so forth, you do one time. And after one time, you don't need to do them again. And you're in good shape. I hope this has been helpful to you. I'm Chris Gray with Bay Area Digital. We're here to offer Pronto support whenever and however we can and you need it. And I hope that we'll see you once again for another one of these tutorials or broadcasts about using your Pronto Braille organizer. Thank you.